This week's devotional is entitled 2020 Vision. At the beginning of this year, there was a general sense of excitement and anticipation in the church over the fact that we were entering a new decade. It was 2020, the year of 2020 vision. Our eyes would be open to see things clearly, and God was going to do new and amazing things. What a time to live. Meanwhile, people in Australia were fighting terrifying bushfires, and rumours were coming out of China of a strange flu-like illness that seemed frightening and deadly for many. As January slid into February, we felt an increasing foreboding, and by March, coronavirus was the trending word on the news and social media. No one could deny the fact that we were facing a global pandemic, and new words like lockdown and social distancing were on everyone's lips. All our plans for 2020 were cancelled as activities ground to a halt. Churches were closed, with services being held online. People of all ages were frantically learning new technical skills as they grappled with Facebook Live and Zoom. Face-to-face encounters with family and friends were strictly prohibited, and a general sense of fear permeated the air as the death toll rose. Where was God in all this, and what had happened to that 2020 vision now? Here in the UK, the months of April, May and June brought unusually warm weather, giving those of us who are blessed with gardens the chance to be outside as much as possible. I spent a lot of time out on my swing, pondering in the glorious sunshine, but my heart went out to those suffering the restrictions in high-rise flats or basements. The roads were quiet, and the birdsong seemed extra melodic. I thought about the birds, and how Jesus used them as an example when he talked about worry. In a time when worry was rife, I turned to Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 to 34, where Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, 'What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?' These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." We here in the UK have enjoyed relatively comfortable lives for many years. I think the last time British people really struggled was during the Second World War. Yet here we were in 2020, with many facing employment uncertainties and wondering how they would pay their mortgages or put food on the table. Yet the ease in which we have always lived had become our enemy because our expectations had been high. During the war, people survived on rations because they had to, and they were grateful for everything they had. People were also more community-minded. They cared for one another. If someone down the road was ill, locals would take them meals or offer to help with their shopping. Nowadays, People tend to come home from work, shut their front doors, and think little of their neighbours. In fact, some people don't even know the names of their family living in the house next door. Financial ease has led to a tendency towards selfishness, the very opposite kind of life to that which our Saviour intended us to live. Yet in 2020, people began talking to one another again. Neighbours chatted over the garden fence because we weren't meant to leave our homes and socialise. People became concerned about the elderly and vulnerable, offering to fetch groceries for those whose physical health was so poor that they couldn't afford to go out even for necessities. I feel we discovered how to care for one another again and began looking beyond our own needs. We were all in the same boat, all feeling lonely and uncertain, and it brought back that sense of community we'd been lacking. Here in the UK, people stood on their doorsteps every Thursday evening, clapping for our National Health Service. And on the anniversary of VE Day, they had socially distanced street parties. People began meeting in deck chairs outside their front doors for quizzes or keep fit sessions, as they shouted from house to house in order to be heard. Was this the kind of 2020 vision the Lord intended us to have? Was he allowing this dreadful global event to make us reevaluate what matters? When we were unable to visit family, we realised those we love are a special gift we can so easily take for granted. When our churches were closed, we put petty squabbles aside and got back to the meaning of true fellowship. I still remember the excitement we felt the day our church reopened in July, and how many of us were moved to tears at being able to worship together again, albeit in a limited capacity. Things that had seemed like major hang-ups in the past were forgotten as we just enjoyed being a family again. Like everyone else, I pray 2021 will be a better year, but I am also cautious as the virus seems to be making a comeback and restrictions are being tightened yet again. Whatever we have to face, I know the Lord has things he wants to teach us, just like he did during this past year. Looking back, I can honestly say 2020 was the year of 2020 vision. We were reminded of the things that matter to our Saviour, the things the Bible teaches about, like love, fellowship, and rejoicing over the simple things. We learnt to trust in the face of uncertainty. We learnt to place the health and well-being of our families and friends into Jesus' hands. We can't protect them from the virus, but he can. We were reminded that our times are in his hands, and that every day of our lives was written in his book before one came to be. None of us knows if we'll still be here on earth at the end of 2021, but I pray that if we aren't, we'll be waiting around God's throne to be reunited and rejoicing with those who got there before us. However, the only way we can be sure that will happen is if we have accepted Jesus as our own personal Saviour. If you don't know him, let me urge you as you get ready to throw away your 2020 calendar and open a new one, to pause and consider the one who loved you so much he was willing to die for you. With Jesus in your heart, you can approach the new year with eagerness instead of dread. You can also gain a fresh perspective on the year that has passed. Rather than being eager to get it over with, you'll be able to look back and thank the Lord for the things he's done and the lessons he's taught, as our eyes have been opened during this difficult but blessed year of 2020 vision.